Welcome, welcome to you all to the Thursday, the 8th of December edition of Adventure 2022. We're at the 12th day in Advent that began on Sunday, the 27th. Today, the 8th of December, is apparently pretend to be a time traveler day. There's one for the Doctor Who fans. Pretend to be a time traveler. Imagine if you could travel to any time, past or future. Where would you want to go? There is a sense in which, well, of course, we can't travel in time, and the only moment that matters is now. And some of what we've been saying in our Advent adventure takes us to being mindful and focusing on the moment now. But actually, there is some benefit in pretending to be a time traveler. Imagine that it's a year from now. What do you want to have achieved by then? Imagine it's 5 years from now. What do you want to have accomplished? What do you want other people to have noticed and appreciated about your contribution to the world? Imagine it's 10 years from now. Imagine you're a time traveler. Today, my guest is not a time traveler. My guest is a fellow minister, the Reverend Sarah Ross. And earlier on today, I caught up with Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Thank you for joining the adventure this Advent. We're into the second week of Advent, the week of peace. And, well, you're a minister, and is it a peaceful week going so far?
Well, I suppose I should be honest, Donald, and say that I'm just back off a week's holiday, so which people thought would be wonderful and restful. But I think this season is anything but peaceful, just balancing all the commitments as a mum, as well as a minister, and, you know, the responsibilities that comes to do all the family stuff as well as church stuff.
Aye, yeah, oh goodness, yeah, life life gets in the way, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's the challenge. That's why people say, you know, minister, it's your busy season, but actually it's everybody's busy season. It's just that, you know, your family are doing more because it's concerts and Christmas fairs and schoolwork and even prelim study, you know, things like that for the teenagers and stuff. Everything just seems to hit at the same time. So peace is elusive, I think, for most people.
You mentioned school concerts and things. I was at a wonderful concert at Ardnamurchan High School last night. And after a really busy day, it was really nice just to go along to something and just enjoy the music and the company. You mentioned there that you were on holiday. Well done for fitting in holiday in Advent. What other things do you build into life to keep yourself peaceful?
I think probably for me it is running, which I know is maybe a bit of a sort of cliche, but actually just getting out and about and running, because you can't do any work, you can't answer the phone, you can't, you know, you're focused on breathing and putting one foot in front of the other, and it's a really good space. The only thing is, it is really cold and icy, and that is slightly problematic, but yeah, just absolutely getting out there and Even if it is only for half an hour, it's a really important half an hour just to let things be. I don't tend to solve anything when I'm out running, but it just gives you that bit of space, so it's not quite as overwhelming.
I'm certainly not a runner, but I like to get out for my half hour's exercise for a walk. And in fact, in yesterday's podcast, I shared a wee bit of that walk just through the community woods and taking time to enjoy creation. Maybe don't have the same time to enjoy it when you're running, but well done and good to see you occasionally on social media of your runs and marathon exploits. Excellent. And also online, I have occasionally listened to the Rev Sarah Shares. It's difficult to say. I was going to call you Shana. How long have you been doing that wee podcast?
To be honest, not very long. It was more just, again, another way of sharing the Sunday reflections. Since COVID, certainly finding new ways of sharing the message. Because you do, as a minister, put a lot of work into it. I mean, it's God's spirit, it's God's word, and all kudos to him. But there is that sense of wanting to share the message. So the podcast simply is the Bible readings and the reflection for that particular Sunday. I have high hopes of doing something more with it. And that, I mean, I do my blog where I kind of do my outside the box thinking and whatnot. And I'd love to do more work in podcasts. I enjoy chatting to people and shooting the breeze. I think, as they say, I think it's a really good way to hear what other people are thinking. And that, but the podcast is simple at the moment, but who knows what the future might hold for that.
Well, it's there and folk can search for Rev Sarah Shares and find what you're up to. When I had first posted on social media saying that I was doing this adventure series, daily podcast through Advent, you were the first to comment, and you had said, "Wow, what a commitment!" And yeah, you were right. And it has been quite a commitment. We're now on to what day 12 of 11 or 12 days into Advent, and yes, it is a big ask. But I have really appreciated the conversations that I've had with folk like yourself, like Sam Harding earlier on in the week. If you haven't heard that one, that was the day that Facebook wasn't behaving itself. So if you must go back and listen to what he was saying about peace and mental health and mindfulness. So it's been a great exercise. I hope folk are appreciating it. The number of hits certainly suggests that it's been watched somewhere, and you've certainly experienced that as well, Sarah, with your podcast and your blog. And we need to find new ways for the 21st century for the church to share what should be a message of peace. I sometimes think, maybe you'd agree that often folk think that their involvement with the church is just one other bit of life's busyness rather than actually something that brings a bit of peace and calm into life.
I
Does
think,
that seem to be true?
yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, like all institutions, we've got our rotas and who's going to do what, and you're constantly looking for volunteers, and there are always the wonderful folks who step up. But I think one of the things we possibly don't appreciate as churches, especially when we're talking about closing buildings, is that our sanctuary space is special and unique. I have been blessed on, particularly with my last two charges, and I'm sure with my first, I just wasn't as aware of it maybe there. But my last two charges, where people feel when they come into the sanctuary space, they've come into a peaceful place, that there's that atmosphere of safety, of comfort, of peace, whatever word you would like to use. And even folks who've come in for funerals who never normally come into church have commented to me on how they feel in the sanctuary, how it feels like a safe place. And I deliberately use the word sanctuary. It's not a particularly Church of Scotland word, but I think there is something about sanctuary, about peace, about that space from the chaos of the world. So, for example, we always have a Christmas communion service in the week leading up to Christmas, and because it's a peaceful moment, you know, it's telling the story of our faith. It's a really special moment, but in the midst of all the chaos, the busyness, the Christmas Eve services and the fancy dress and goodness knows what else is going to happen, there's that moment in the sanctuary where you can just take a breath and sit with God and just remember what it's all about. So I think we have got a really special gift that we maybe don't appreciate.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to create all these different opportunities for people to find what is peaceful, what is life-giving for them. And for some folk, sitting quietly in the sanctuary, in the church building. For others, they find that life and energy out running a marathon or walking through the forest, lots of different ways. You mentioned there a number of different things that are happening around your church. You mentioned particularly looking forward to that Christmas communion. What else around Christmas in church life or family? What are you looking forward to most this Christmas time?
To be honest, actually having Christmas with the church community. So I moved to Moncrief, you know, this will be my third Christmas at Moncrief because I actually started at Moncrief like the 15th of December. So this is actually my third Christmas and I have yet to celebrate Christmas with my folks. Because the first Christmas was all online, so I didn't even meet my congregation. My second Christmas with them, we shut the church after the Nativity Sunday because, again, COVID was rife. And we're a large congregation with a lot of people moving about, and we felt, for health and safety reasons, we should close the church. And then, so obviously, like this year is actually my first opportunity to share their traditions. And as well as bring in, you know, things that are unique about my ministry into Christmas as well. So just to actually have Christmas with my folks would be just quite special, actually, for me, given it's my third one. So prayers that we do actually make.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, I hope it is a peaceful, joyful Christmas time for you and your congregation. One final question for you, Sarah. And you must promise me that you won't answer this one by saying Silent Night. Have you, because everyone says that. What would be your favourite Christmas carol?
It came upon Silent Night. No, it's not. It came upon the midnight clear. It's always been my favourite, and I love that last verse where the whole earth responds with the song that the angels sing. I look forward to that day when it really, really is peace on earth. And, you know, I think I live in hope for that.
Sarah, thank you very much for taking the time to be part of Adventure 2022. And hope and peace and joy and love and all God's good gifts be with you and your folk this Advent and Christmas time. Thank you.
And also with you, Donald. Thank you for having me.
Thank you to Sarah for sharing in that. Well, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, Friday, the 9th of December, which Google tells me is Christmas card day. Have you got all the Christmas cards written? Are you sending Christmas cards? Or is it going to be some emails and watching the watching the amount you spend on the stamps. But remember those incoming stamps, remember to tear them off the envelope, and you can keep them. And a church or some other organisation near you will be able to do something with those stamps. They can be turned into a few pennies, and the pennies mount up to pounds, and they're able to help in lots of great projects. Until tomorrow, take care of yourself, take care of others, and know that God loves you. Bye just now. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.